At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year. We have an All Traina Thoughts edition with my buddy Sal Licata. I'm actually supposed to be on vacation, but there's been so much stuff going on that I had to do a pod just to chime in on some of the topics from the past week. Last week, we had our Year in Review Best of 2023 show with Peter Schrager and Andrew Perloff. So if you missed that, check that out. That was taped 2 weeks ago, so I haven't really chimed in on some topics. So Sal and I cover everything that's gone on in the last week to 10 days. We covered the Lions-Cowboys debacle at the end with referee Brett Allen. We talked about Alabama-Michigan, Washington-Texas. I have some thoughts on the new SiriusXM app, which is atrocious. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel. The Rock returns to the WWE, sets up a match with Roman Reigns. Got some thoughts on the Iron Claw, which I saw over the break with Sal. So, and some NFL Week 18 thoughts. So all of that coming up. Like I said, last week was the 2023 Year in Review Roundtable with Schrager and Perloff. So check that out. Recent guests at the end of the year, MJF from AEW, Seth Rollins from WWE, Booger McFarlane, Mike Tirico, all on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. So if you missed any of those, check those out. All right, let's get to it. All Traina thoughts with Sal Licata right here, right now on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. All right, joining me now, this is going to be an All Traina thoughts edition. So we have on my weekly contributor and my buddy from WFAN Radio in New York, SNY TV in New York, Sal Licata. Sal, how are you? How was the holiday?
Happy New Year. Oh, it's great to be back with you. It just goes too fast. It was nice, but it goes too fast, I feel like, as you get older.
That's why I took 2 weeks off, because last week was not like a vacation week. This is finally a vacation week, but I'm doing a podcast, so it's not even really a full vacation. But last week did not feel like a vacation week at all.
Brilliant. And I haven't had the opportunity to take off the year or the week between Christmas and New Year's in a long time. So I was excited for it. But I remembered after doing it that you're right. It's not a vacation week, because before the holiday, you're doing shit. Then you have the holiday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you're doing shit. Not until after it's over do you actually have some time to yourself.
Right. Every day there's something going on that week.
Yeah.
So, you know, leading into New Year's. So, yeah. So not a vacation week. And I saw Sal last week. We went to see the Iron Claw about the Von Erich family. I think we both had the same takeaway. Like, we thought it was good. We didn't think it was great.
I was just telling somebody about this the other day, too, that – and I love – you know, you and I both – like, I love the wrestling movies, the old stuff. I can't get enough of that. I was expecting a lot more. It was dark. It was good. It just was not great.
Well, I knew it was going to be dark and depressing. I thought Zac Efron was phenomenal.
Right.
He was very good. I would have liked more of maybe the wrestling stuff, maybe a little more on I don't know. I wanted more, I guess, is what my disappointment was, but it was still good. It just wasn't great.
I would have liked to look. I'm only familiar with really. I mean, I know some of the story, and I saw the Dark Side of the Ring episode before, whenever they aired it. I didn't watch it before going into the movie, but I've seen it before, and I thought it was interesting. Okay, fine, but I wanted more on the Texas Tornado because that's who I grew up knowing of the bunch, even in his limited run in WWF at the time. So that, like, I'm trying to piece things together and figure out. Again, it was good. I thought the acting was terrific. It was a good movie. It wasn't, I didn't love it. And I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think I agree. I thought it was good. Didn't think
what was darker, the movie or the fact that we had to pay $20 for a small popcorn and a soda?
God, small popcorn was $9.50. You somehow, I snuck in a bottle of water. You go and buy the popcorn and the water and they banged you for $18.
I couldn't. Now, I usually don't complain about that. Whatever it is, I'm out at the movies. But I was like, I got two things, one of which is a small popcorn, and I paid $20, $18. Come on.
Small popcorn and a bottle of water, and Sal had to shell out $18. I got a small popcorn and only ate about a third of it. It was a complete waste of my money, but I snuck in the water.
I should have got a large. I won't eat that popcorn on it.
I won't get into how you were the one who got the tickets and then didn't get us the reclining seats.
They don't have reclining seats. The theater doesn't have it. Who thinks that a theater doesn't have reclining seats? It should be standard. Yeah. I mean, maybe never again that theater.
Here's the thing about the reclining seats is I can't see a movie now if it's not in the reclining seats.
They weren't bad, though. Like, I didn't feel uncomfortable. Like, when we went to see Air in the city, in the which was one of my favorite theaters in the city on the Upper West Side, that was an uncomfortable seat. Like, those are old school. This, at least, I felt was better than that, but not reclining.
I need the leather recliners. That's all there is.
Speaking of uncomfortable, one last thing on this.
Yeah.
There was a row of people right in front of us talking throughout the fucking movie. And it was driving me nuts. And it was one of these guys like, oh, see, that's Ric Flair. Or, oh, by the way, the Ric Flair actor was horrible. We didn't even talk about that afterward. I forgot to mention. I didn't like him at all.
I didn't think he was horrible. I just didn't think he had the voice was not good.
There was nothing about him that said Ric Flair. Anyway, like anytime, oh, you know, this is one this guy won. Like they would, and they were loud and talking across a row. Now, you and I, Jimmy, did not say anything. However, somebody midway through the movie behind us goes, will you guys shut the fuck up? And I was like, oh boy, I started to get a little antsy.
See, I was confused by the whole thing because the guys in the row in front of us who were, I didn't think they were talking that much, but whenever they did talk, they were very loud and everyone could hear what they were, which was just like, there was no like, you're in the movies, try to whisper thing going on. They would just shout out whatever they wanted to say. But it was the guys in the row behind us who told them to shut the fuck up. And I didn't think they were going to talk to the people too. Like, I thought there was someone next to them. And then you were pointing out it was those guys. Yeah, I mean.
And you know what I was thinking the whole time? I'm like, man, I really hope the guy behind us doesn't think it's me that's doing the talking. I don't want any problems.
Well, it was a whole row of them. I think he would have realized it was, he knew who it was.
God, I wanted to say something. So I should have stood up and applauded him because what he said was exactly what I was thinking. I just didn't, I wouldn't say it. I just suck it up and move on, I guess, you know?
Well, listen, people during a movie might whisper something to whoever they're sitting next to once in a while. They might get, there was no whispering. There was no lowering of the voice. They were talking at this level in the movie theater because, right, like, it was a row of four of them. So I guess they wanted everyone in the row to hear. So they would just shout out, like, it wasn't like, oh God, oh, that's Ric Flair. It was like, there's Ric Flair. It was like, yeah, what, you're in the movies. You have any self-awareness?
Like, no, that's the problem. They did not. It was like they were in their own living room, which it offends me to the highest of levels.
Well, people are animals. That's the bottom line.
Anyway.
All right. I have a list of topics to discuss here.
Okay.
Some you will be into, some you probably won't be, but I think you'll be into them. I had to do a podcast just because I feel like there's a lot going on. So I wanted to just catch up on some topics. It's a little late on it, but I want to discuss the end of the Lions Cowboys game.
Okay.
Because everyone flipped out about the referee screwing up. What else is new?
Right.
And then I feel like there's been like this sort of like now everyone's trying to have a correction on it. And there are, people are blaming the Lions for getting too cute and sending three offensive linemen onto the field. And they were trying to confuse people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but it worked.
That all may be true. But so now a team can't try to confuse an opponent or run some trickery because we have to be afraid that the ref is an idiot? Like, I have no doubt in my mind that Taylor Decker reported as eligible. They're not going to run that play. He's not going to be the guy who's going to get the ball thrown to him. He's not going to be the guy who catches the touchdown, and he didn't report eligible. He absolutely reported eligible. The ref got confused and screwed everything up. And now people are saying, well, they sent three offensive linemen towards the ref. They confused the ref. It's their fault. The ref's supposed to do his job and get it right, number one.
Right.
And number two, if you watch the video, the ref doesn't even pay attention to them when they're talking. Like, he's walking away from them as they approach him. He didn't, like, try to get it right. He didn't try to focus. He didn't try to – he was, like, walking away. So the reverse now of people trying to blame the Lions is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how you could blame the Lions. That, to me, is just idiotic. It just shows you, though, with replay – with all the stuff that's challengeable, reviewable, they're never going to get it right, which is why I hate the whole thing to begin with. There's always going to be bitching and complaining, but you certainly can't get on the Lions for coming up with a play to win the game, a creative spot. You're not going to run that all the time. They unveiled it in the right spot. They executed it the right way, and they get screwed by the officials. I mean, end of story. That's it.
And then, you know, and the people who go on the drumbeat for, like, make the officials full-time officials – if Brad Allen was like, you think if Brad Allen in May was doing some like NFL officiating work, he would have got that right? No, he still would have screwed it up.
Right.
But people blaming the Lions because of, you know, they're trying to like trick and play games. Like that's what they're supposed to do. And the ref is supposed to get it right.
Right. Oh, you got
and the NFL. Right. And then the NFL. And their complete and total arrogance and their refusal to admit that their refs are terrible puts Brad Allen this Saturday on the Steelers-Ravens game, which, you know, the Steelers need if they want to make the playoffs, which is a national game on ESPN standalone game. Like, the NFL is now going to say, fuck you to everyone. We're going to stand by this guy who got it wrong and messed up.
Wasn't there a story that said they were going to be demoted to not make the playoffs?
No. They're doing Ravens Steelers Saturday on ESPN at 4:30.
Right, but that's obviously, it's not a playoff game, but I thought I read somewhere, and it could just be bullshit because I saw it on Twitter, but I thought I read that they were going to be demoted not to a playoff game. So
I didn't see that. Okay. The NFL came out and defended it. The NFL released the video to say this is how you're supposed to report is eligible. They're defending the guy, the NFL.
Yeah, okay.
The ref.
Okay.
Ridiculous. Did you, I know you're not a huge college football guy, but did you watch any of the game, the playoff games?
I did. Because I bet Alabama in a teaser with the Knicks. So I was into that.
Right, so you had plus eight?
Yeah, I got a plus eight. So I ended up winning that one. So I also had them in a parlay, truth be told, plus two, but obviously I lost that one. I didn't watch college football all year long. I just go by SEC is always better than every other conference, so why not roll with Bama? So I did watch that game, yes.
Well, a couple of things. The Alabama-Michigan game drew 27.2 million viewers, which is and Washington-Texas, following it, 18.4 million. So it goes to show you the appeal of the big-time program. Alabama and Michigan doesn't get any bigger than that in college football. So. Right. The sort of, you know, brand name teams are always going to be a better time slot. The other game started at 9 o'clock, ended at 1 o'clock in the morning, which they have to fix something about that. You can't kick it off at 9 o'clock. It's ridiculous.
You're right, though, because if it were like, I wasn't intrigued really by Texas and Washington, and I didn't bet it, luckily, because I probably would have taken Texas. in that. But as somebody who has not watched a second, I've watched a little more than a second, but I haven't watched a full game all year. I was even into the Alabama-Michigan rival or matchup. I think right. that was, yeah.
What? Everyone gave Alabama grief for the last play where the guy just ran into the line, and rightfully so. Here's what I still don't understand to this day, and I can't get anyone to explain it to me. They were up 17-13, Alabama, with maybe 4 minutes left, and kicked a field goal instead of going for a first down, which made zero. If you're up 17-13, Michigan needs a touchdown. You go up 20-13, Michigan needs a touchdown. I did not understand. I thought Saban had a terrible game. I mean, also, who knew that Alabama wasn't going to be able to snap the ball? So,
yeah.
I that field goal at the I said it at the time. It wasn't a second guess because I bet Alabama too. Was the dumbest thing I've ever seen to go up. There's no difference 20-13, 17-13. All you do with 20-13 is you force an overtime if you allow them to score, which they did. But you get the first down there. Or even if you punt them and pin them, you're better off doing that than kicking the field goal is useless there.
You know what's funny? It shows you the way that gambling skews the way you view the games. Cause I just wanted the points because I'm getting eight in my tees. So kick the field goal and get me home. I will say though, again, with watching minimal college football all year long, like it was obvious to me. Early on, Michigan was a better team. Like they, I know that Alabama had the lead late and all that. Michigan really shot themselves in the foot. They, it felt like Alabama couldn't move the ball and Michigan was just dominant against them.
I felt like Michigan did look like the better team, but I still feel like Alabama choked that game away. But they choked it away at 17-13, kicking the field goal. And then after they kicked the field goal to make it 20-13 on Michigan's final drive where they tied it up. They had a 3rd-and-9, and Alabama let them convert.
Just right down the field. That was
ridiculous. That was and then I don't even know what the final play was. I mean, that made no sense. But yeah, 27.2 million people watched Alabama, Michigan. That's a monster rating. And then 18.4 for Washington. So I had the over in the Washington, Texas game. But of course, I had more money on Alabama. So I ended up going 1-1 and losing money. But I couldn't stay up for the end of that game. Ended at 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't make it. And then it was funny. I don't remember. I know I said this, but I don't remember if I said it to you or if I said it to one of my guests. But on the pod sometime in the last few weeks, I ranted about how I get so sick of the Rose Bowl, where everyone talks about the scenery of the Rose Bowl and how beautiful the Rose Bowl is and all this. And I know I said it. I don't remember exactly what I said and to if it was to you or one of the other guests, but I got so many tweets that day from people saying like, you know, the Rose Bowl is so beautiful, or like, you know, Herb Street tweeted that he thinks the national title game should be played at the Rose Bowl every year. People like, you know, don't tell Jimmy Trainor that or something like that. I'm like, I appreciate the people who listen carefully, and you know, I haven't been on Twitter much over the break, but that day I saw those tweets. So
that's great.
I have to give a shout out to those people.
You did not say it to me, but I think that that's great that people called you out on that.
I just, every year they play the Rose Bowl and everyone on Twitter just masturbates to the scenery of the Rose Bowl. And it's like, okay, we got it.
I gotta say one thing. I'm not trying to pick on anybody. But I did watch like the first few minutes of the second game. The broadcast, like, what's his name? Shulman or Sean? Who's the dude that does the second game?
Sean McDonough.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's the best college football play-by-play guy by far.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Why wasn't he doing the Rose Bowl? Fowler just doesn't do it for me.
But you're not in charge of ESPN. The people in charge of ESPN have Fowler as their number one guy. Fowler and Herb Street is the number one team. Sean McDonough is the best college football play-by-play person on any network.
He's fantastic. He's got a big feel. I know he did Monday Night Football, right? Didn't he do that for a year or whatever?
Yes.
He's great. Yeah. But without even knowing like who was on the call necessarily, I hear it and I hear big game. Even though it's lesser teams, I don't care. His voice, that's what you're looking for. And Fowler just doesn't have it.
I'd love to see McDonough get paired with Herbstreit just to hear what it brought. Because I think McDonough, I think he's better than anyone. You know, I think Brad Nessler is very good on CBS, but I think McDonough's better.
Yep.
Gus is Gus on Fox, but if you listen to Gus, he makes a million mistakes and it gets a little like Sean McDonough is the best college football play-by-play person.
He's fantastic. I just want to get that out of the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, what else do I have here on my list? Oh, so since we're talking about those games, the national title games, so I'm watching the Alabama game. It was a great game, but I had to put TV2 on Monday Night Raw because my niece tells me during the day that she sees on social media The Rock is going to be a surprise on Monday Night Raw. So I'm like, all right, let me investigate this because you can't believe anything on social media. And it turns out they had ESPN at College Game Day at the Rose Bowl in California. Monday Night Raw was in San Diego that night. I said, okay, well, now that is one piece of it. And then someone had posted a picture. I don't remember who. Someone posted a picture of The Rock at College Game Day with Nick Khan in the background. Nick Khan is basically, he runs WWE with Triple H and Vince McMahon. It's like the three-headed monster. And Nick Khan runs the company, basically. So when I saw that, I said, oh, he's coming out. So now 8 o'clock comes and The Rock doesn't start the show. I said, oh, maybe we got this one wrong. And then I'm locked into the Texas Washington game. I went away from Raw because I went into my room. And then all of a sudden I hear my niece scream at the top of her lungs from another room in the house, The Rock. So I put it on. And I just want to say, for people who have not paid attention to wrestling, I know you're not paying attention to it day in, day out, but they set up The Rock against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania this year in such a brilliant way, and not even brilliant, but the way they did it, I want to just shout this out to give the WWE credit, Roman Reigns credit, Paul Heyman credit, and The Rock credit, because this is all they did. The Rock came out. He did his whole shtick with this other guy, Jinder Mahal, and, you know, the people's champ, and he did the elbow. And
Jinder Mahal is back?
So this is what the WWE did as a fake out. Triple H went on Twitter, I guess, that day or the day before. Like I said, I'm on vacation, so I don't have all the dates lined up, but he went on Twitter before the show and said something like, there's rumors that a former WWE champion will be on the show. So when Jinder Mahal came out to start the 10 o'clock hour, that's who everyone thought it was.
Okay.
So then when The Rock came out, everyone lost their shit and it was like pandemonium and, you know, people couldn't control themselves.
That's
a great video too. If you're a WWE fan, I'll tell you who one of my favorite people in all of the WWE is. They have this ring announcer, Samantha Irvin or Irvine. I'm sorry, I don't know. It's Irvin or Irvine. She's phenomenal the way she does the announcing. She's the best one since Howard Finkel. And there's a video of her reaction when The Rock's music hits that people have to see. It's hysterical. But so The Rock comes out and does the typical Rock stuff where Jinder Mahal throws him out of the ring after the people's elbow. And then he's standing in the ring and you think the segment's going to wrap up. And all he says was, oh, San Diego, let me ask you one question before I go. You know, The Rock's hungry. The Rock has to go out and eat. The Rock's got to get some food. And when he does that, should The Rock sit in a booth? Or should The Rock sit at a bar in the crowd when he said bar? And he goes, yeah, The Rock likes the bar. And then pauses for, you know, maybe 2 seconds, gets serious, and he says, or should The Rock sit at the head of the table? And in WWE, everyone knows Roman Reigns' big thing is he's the head of the table, meaning the head of the family, and The Rock and Roman Reigns are cousins, which is why people want this match. But when he said, all he said was, should The Rock sit at the head of the table? Those six words or seven. The place lost it. Like they went ballistic because everyone knew he was setting up a WrestleMania match with Roman Reigns. So it was so well done. If you watch the video, it's really well done. So they all deserve credit because the fact that he could just say, sit at the head of the table, and everyone in their minds instantly knew that that meant a match with Roman Reigns that people have been anticipating, it's going to be a big deal. Now, the other layer in this is everyone feels like Cody, my nieces are devastated because they think Cody Rhodes got screwed because they want Cody to have his rematch against Roman at WrestleMania. I feel like Cody's getting screwed too, but you know, I'm torn. I love The Rock. I love Roman. I love Cody. I don't know what to think, but WWE is setting up for Rock and Roman Reigns. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What's his name? Roman is the champion right now.
Yeah. He's been the champion for like 3 years. That's like, they've built up this streak. It's like more than 1,000 days.
Right. Blah, so there's no way, The Rock would beat him then. Right.
I would highly doubt it.
Right. So then that takes a little bit away. And then I'm just thinking of how Cody eventually, because they'll get to the Cody payoff at some point, you would think.
There's ways they can do it. Like The Rock and Roman could have their match before WrestleMania. Because the thing with WrestleMania is, you know this, even if you don't watch wrestling anymore, everyone knows, the winner of the Royal Rumble gets the WrestleMania match. So let's say Cody Rhodes wins the Royal Rumble. Then what are they going to do? Are they going to have The Rock wrestle Roman before WrestleMania? Now, WrestleMania also now is two nights. Will they have The Rock wrestle Roman one night and then Cody could wrestle Roman the next night? Do they save Cody and Roman for SummerSlam? There's a lot of ways to go about it, but they're going to get a lot of publicity over the next few months building up to WrestleMania. All right. So I just had to say that. What else is on my list? This doesn't affect you because you work for WFAN, but I just have to say this quickly. SiriusXM redid their app and it's a complete and total abomination. And I'm not saying this to embarrass anyone or get this guy fired. If anyone from SiriusXM is listening, you need to fix the app. What you've done is a disgrace. I love you. I subscribe. You get my money, but you need to fix the app. Let me tell you what they did. So I listen to basically four things on the app. Howard 100, Howard 101, even Shelby, their app has been unusable. Let me see what Shelby wrote. Yeah. Well, it used to be unusable. Now it's for over a decade. Well, now it's really bad. I never really had a problem with the app until this redesign over the last 2 weeks. So I subscribe. So what I listen to is Howard 100, Howard 101, Mad Dog, and the 80s station and Classic Rewind. But it's really those four. So it used to be you could have favorites, like a page with your favorites. So every single day I go on the phone, I go to favorites, and I would put on one of those things. They eliminated the favorites.
Oh.
Or maybe you got to click like five things to get to it now. But the biggest thing they eliminated is they used to have either 10 or 15 second rewind and fast forward. They got rid of that. Because no one listens to anything live anymore. Very rarely do you listen live. Usually.
Right. So why would they? Why would they get rid of that? Let's say,
because whoever made the redesign was not thinking of the users. So like Howard starts at 7 every morning. Well, not every morning, Monday through Wednesday. So let's say I don't start listening until 8 o'clock. So at 8 o'clock, I'll put it on from the beginning. So I'm like an hour behind. So let's say he's interviewing someone who I'm not into. I would forward through it and then get to, you can't do that anymore. The guy, you can't forward, you can forward and rewind to the beginning and ends of segments, but you can't get to the middle of a segment. Mm. It's atrocious. So they need to fix all that. And they need to fix, like, so the way Howard used to work was on the app, you would have a list, an entire list of every single segment. So you could click on the segment. So let's say, you know, there's a list of segments and it's, you know, Howard's making fun of Baba Booey. I would click it. And then let's say he said something funny, but I missed it. And I want to rewind it just to hear it 10 seconds. You can't do that. You have to go to the beginning of the segment. It's they've got to fix the app. Get me my 10 and 15 second rewinds back. Oh. That's been on my mind for 3 weeks.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
The other topic, we have to discuss Ian Ziering. Did you see this story?
No, I heard somebody mention him today and I was like, Ian Ziering. What'd he do?
You have to see this video. You got to pay attention to this stuff more.
Ian Ziering
was, I think, 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, maybe yesterday. I don't know. Two, within the last 2 or 3 days.
Okay. Again,
my times are all mixed up because I'm not working. He's in his car and some biker gang starts banging on his car and he's got his young daughter in the car. He gets out of the car and takes on like five people and actually holds his own. And
to fight?
Yeah. And he's 59 years old.
What were they banging on his car for?
They were just being troublemaker, rabble rouser, causing trouble, you know.
And why would he get out of the car, especially with his daughter?
Because they were banging on his, they were banging on the window of the car and his daughter was in there. So I think he was like trying to like, you know, protect her.
Right, I would think the move there to be would be to drive away somehow. And who?
Well, they surrounded this? They surrounded his car. People on the streets.
How's their video on this?
It's not great. So it happened on New Year's Eve. His car was blocked by another vehicle. Several members of the 605 mini bike gang approach him. Okay, first of all, now I got to call out the New York Post. This is a disgrace. The New York Post refers to him as the Sharknado star. No, he's the 90210 star.
Right.
Oh, wait, actually, they have 90210 reference in the first paragraph. Okay, that's better.
Yeah,
but it says two of the gang members. Yeah, I know. Managed to position themselves in front of the car as if to prevent the actor from leaving. Ziering, 59, then takes a swipe at the person surrounding him. During the fight, Ziering's car was significantly damaged. Someone shattered the windshield and side view mirror. But the guy was all by himself and took on this group and did really. His 12-year-old, the actor claimed that while he and his 12-year-old daughter, who was in the back seat at the time, were more or less unharmed, the incident left me deeply concerned about the growing boldness of such groups who disrupt public safety and peace. 59 years old.
God Steve bless Sanders. Him. I give him credit.
Me too. I would have ran like a bitch.
I mean, I would. I don't know what I would do. I'd like to think I'd stay in my car and try to run people over and get the hell out of there, more so than get out.
I know. I don't know what, you know, they're blocking the car, so I don't know what, you know. But
how do you block the car? Put the pedal to the metal, and you're not going to block anything.
Well, you got when you see, it's not one or two people. It's like a whole gang. There's like 10 people surrounding him, and he took them all on. 59 years old.
Right, but if you could drive through them or get out and try to fight them, wouldn't drive through them be the best option? Again, I don't know. I got to see the video, but.
The bottom line is we need to protect all our new 90210 stars.
Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, how dare someone start with Ian Ziering?
Yeah. Stevie? Ridiculous. What was his name in the show?
Steve Sanders.
Steve Sanders, yeah. Right.
Come on. All right. We just have to end with Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel. Here's my thing about this. Don't you? I love Jimmy Kimmel because he's
and you hate Rodgers. Podcast.
Well, he's getting harder and harder to like. I'll say that. I do feel like Jimmy made the incident way bigger than it was with his tweet. Like, if you're Kimmel, I guess the question is, if you're Kimmel, should you have just ignored it? Or is the fact that he's being accused of being a pedophile so bad he's got to address it?
Well, but the list, I guess, is going to come out, right?
Supposedly.
All right. So if it comes out and Kimmel's name's not on it, isn't he then vindicated? Like,
well,
you're right. I don't mind that he defended himself here, but ultimately, if the list comes out and he's not on it, then I don't think there must be a rumor that Kimmel's been sensitive to, and then Rodgers takes it over the top on McAfee, and Kimmel's like, all right, fuck this, I've had enough, and I'll go at it, because it couldn't have just been a first, you know, reference of Kimmel in this list by Aaron Rodgers that set him off.
Well, I don't know about that, because I don't know. I just know that. But if what you're saying is true, like, okay, so let's say this list comes out and Kimmel's not on it.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers isn't going to go on McAfee and apologize and say, I'm sorry, I accused you of being a pedophile.
Yeah, no, I know, but he would be vindicated and people just wouldn't take whatever, if they did, what Rodgers said or whatever that rumor may be, seriously, right?
Well, I think...
Or come out with a statement. Again, I don't know the situation other than the tweets back and forth or you know, what Rodgers said and then Kimmel's tweet back and forth. But I'm just assuming that this is not the first time this has come up with Kimmel, because by Kimmel's response, he even said something like whatever other liars are saying. Like, his name must have come up before, no?
Not that I know.
You have his tweet, his exact tweet that he said?
Whose tweet? Kimmel?
Because the way that I read it, and again, I don't know. Maybe it was the first time anybody has insinuated that Kimmel would.
But there's a difference. I think there's a difference between maybe some whack job on Twitter insinuating and Aaron Rodgers going on Pat McAfee, going on ESPN.
Right, but I guess
Kimmel's tweet was.
Yeah.
Kimmel's tweet was, dear asshole, for the record, I've not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft brain wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up.
That's the line.
So this tells me that there's some fake list out there that must have had Jimmy Kimmel on it.
Correct. And then Rodgers
probably
saw that list and believed it or wanted to believe it and referenced it. And that's why Kimmel responded, not just because Rogers pulled this out of thin air. There must be some bullshit list going around or whatever.
Well, but don't you think that's a huge problem if Aaron Rodgers sees some fake list and then he's quoting it on ESPN? I mean, what is Aaron Rodgers doing? Here's the thing. If you were a Jet fan, would you want Rodgers to do the weekly McAfee show?
No. Spot? I said this today. Okay. First of all, I'm sick and tired of talking about it.
Because it does seem like it's just...
If I'm the Jets organization, I'd just say, Aaron, enough. Like, enough with the interview.
Well, they can't, but he's running the organization, so they can't do that.
Correct. And that's the problem. And that's why I were the owner, I'd say, I've had enough of you. We made a mistake. Move on. And now I love Aaron Rodgers as a player, and I have no issues with him off the field, being himself, whatever. But this is just, like, it's enough. There's no need to do this interview every week. There's no need for it. He hasn't even fucking played.
Well, that's, I do think, I mean, listen, you would know this better than anyone because you're in it every day on The Fan. He's going to have to play exceptionally next year for them to have smooth sailing. Well, the media is ready to get him. The media is ready to get him in New York.
That's going to be the next part to the story. This whole year, it was about, oh, poor Jets, Rodgers is hurt. Next year, it's going to be about Rodgers not being nearly what they thought he was going to be and the Jets still sucking, surprise, but with Rodgers back. And then he's going to take the brunt of it and it's going to get even nastier and uglier. You could see it a mile away with this team.
I just, like, to me, I think what Rodgers did was 100% calculated. He did it for the reaction and then he got the reaction. So it's like you're giving him what he wants. Like, I don't know. I get... Listen, if Jimmy Kimmel says, listen, the guy's accused me of being a pedophile, I got to fight back. I can't fault him for that on any level. But I do think Kimmel gave Aaron Rodgers exactly what he wants. I mean, he wants all the attention he can possibly get.
Yeah, I guess. Otherwise, he wouldn't go on the stupid show. Not the stupid show, but
every week.
Do the interview. Obviously, it's a great show.
Every week. Right. Yeah. Like you said, he hasn't played the whole season and he's still on there every week.
Right.
Plus, you know, I also think, like, okay, so all week he was able to sort of, you know, play his whole game about he was coming back. And I'll show them and I'll show the naysayers this and this and doubt me. Now that's over because the season's over. So now he was also saying, like, there is a conspiracy theory that, like, the logo of the Super Bowl logo has the colors of the teams that, like, it's predetermined. Like, it was just the whole thing was like that got overshadowed, obviously, by the Kimmel stuff. And like, people are going to say, oh, he's kidding. And like, this is, you know, like, but then he gets annoyed that he gets the attention. That's what's funny about it.
I just would like to see him get back on the field. I mean, that's it. Next year, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the Jet fans who want to see him back on the field, I would be careful. He's going to be a 40-year-old. Player coming off an Achilles. Like, you're not getting Aaron Rodgers 5 years ago.
Right.
But no one ever even talks about that because all we talk about is the other nonsense that goes on.
Right. Well, that's kind of what I meant. I don't think it's going to work for them, but I mean, at least I'd like to get back to talking about football as opposed to the nonsense.
Right. Right. Well, he's all about the nonsense and he loves it. Yeah. Like, this is, like, to me, I think he was so happy when he saw that Kimmel tweet. Like, he was fist pumping and doing cartwheels. There's no doubt. All right. I had to get all of this off my chest after the new year. Any resolution, Sal?
No. I haven't even given it a thought.
You want to give people a house update?
There really isn't one, honestly. I forget what the last update was, but we're closing on selling our house this week, and then we're going to rent it back for a few months and hope to find something. Search is ongoing.
When was the last time you physically went looking for a house?
It's been weeks.
Do you think that will start up now that the holidays are over?
Yeah, I think potentially this weekend we might get something. The agent was saying, hey, there's maybe a house of your interest coming available. I'm going to go give it a preview. So potentially this week.
When you hear that, you must roll your eyes at this point. Oh yeah.
I'd like to have some lined up because now we need to get the hell out. Like,
I had I have to get the update because everyone, Andy Gray, every week, what's going on with Sal's house? Peter Schrager, when he was on, he wants to know about Sal's house. Everyone wants to know about Sal's house.
So, yeah. Well, I appreciate their concern, but it has been it's been a mess, dude. This has been going on since end of August, early September already. I'm like, oh, we get till April, we'll be fine. And here we are, January. Like, if we don't find something and close within the next, month and a half, we're screwed.
I mean, listen, as your friend, I hate that you're going through this and I want you to get a house. As a podcast host, great content every week.
All right. Well, eventually we'll have a conclusion. So stay tuned for that at some point over the next 2 months.
Week 18, will you be locked in Saturday and Sunday for the NFL?
Great question. I'm actually excited about these games because of the, I like the do or die situations. I'm interested as a Falcons fan, even though I'm like a fake Falcons fan at this point. But the real reason why is because I have future wagers on them to win the division. So I'll be locked into the Falcons, Saints, and seeing what happens with the Bucs and Panthers. Jets, Patriots is intriguing just because of Belichick potential. So, yeah, I would say I'd be locked in. Saturday, I'm not so sure. Saturday night is the Colts and Texans.
Yeah.
And what's the earlier game Saturday?
Ravens, Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd say locked in, but I will be paying attention to them. I don't know about locked in.
And the Sunday, best game of the week is Sunday night with Dolphins, Bills.
Yeah, that'll be 100% locked into. Looking forward to that.
Right. Do you know that the Jet-Patriot total is 30?
Jeez.
30 there, on an NFL there's no, game.
There's no way a Robert Saleh coach team will ever beat a Belichick team, is there?
Who knows? I mean,
taking the under?
You would think. There's no way I'm watching 1 second of that game, so I will not bet it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm only going to watch. That's the beauty of the YouTube TV is I will just watch the games that have playoff him. I'm not going to watch any game that doesn't have, like last week. Who did the Jets play last week?
The Browns Thursday night, wasn't it?
Well, that was Thursday night. Yeah, but there was Giants. The Rams were still in it. I won't watch one play of that game. I'm only going to watch the games that have playoff implications. So.
Right, you get right. Down to it.
It'll be fun. Next week we can talk about playoff matchups and wager. All right, take it easy.
Enjoy your vacation.
All right, my many thanks to Sal Licata for the contribution to the All Train of Thoughts edition here of the pod. And if you've missed any recent episodes, go into the archives, check them out, especially check out last week's end of 2023 roundtable extravaganza with Peter Schrager and Andrew Perloff. If you missed that, go into the archives, give it a listen, and subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Trina, leave a review on Apple. All right, we'll see you next week. Stay safe and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.